الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Among the Aus, which was a tribe of Medina Munawwara, prior to Islam, there was a person by the name of Abu Amir who was known and renowned for his piety. Because of his piety, his asceticism, disinterest in the world, he was given the title Rahib. Rahib means a monk, a pious person. So he had a lot of influence among the Aus, among the people of Medina Munawwara. When the Noor of Islam had spread in Medina Munawwara, then this unfortunate soul could not stand this. He could not bear this. Hence, he fled from Medina Munawwara and he went away to Makkah Mukarrama with a few slaves of the people of Medina, varying numbers between 15 and 50. And he lived in Makkah Mukarrama. While in Makkah Mukarramah, he continuously instigated the Quraysh against the Muslims. And he spurred them on to fight Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he had promised them that if my people, the Aus, see me, then because of the influence that I have, they will desert Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they will come over onto my side. So he had come with the Quraysh of Makkah. And when the battle of Uhud was about to start, he was the first person to come out from the enemy lines with approximately 50 slaves and others. And he says, Ya ma'ashar al-Aus, ana Abu Amir. I am Abu Amir, that famous influential person. And now he expected them to come on his side. However, these people were blessed with the Noor of Iman. Now Iman meant everything to them. So they reply and they say, La an'am Allahu bika aynan ya fasiq. Then may Allah not allow your eyes to be cool. May Allah not give you any comfort, O fasiq. They use the word fasiq, O transgressor. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had changed his title from Rahib, which was a monk, to fasiq, a transgressor. When he hears this, obviously to save his honor also, he says to the Quraysh that it seems like some evil has afflicted my people after me. And then he began to fight, and the people that were with him began to fight very, very severely. They began to throw stones against the Muslims, and the Muslims in retaliation threw stones against them as well. Hind bint Utbah, the wife of Abu Sufyan, and the other woman that had come along, they begin to hit their drums and sing different types of poetry, spurring the Quraysh on to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hear these words of poetry that they were reciting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reply and say, Allahumma bika ahulu, wa bika asulu, wa fika uqatil, hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. O Allah, it is in your name that I defend and protect. It is in your name that I attack. It is in your name that I fight. Allah is sufficient for me, and Allah is the best one who takes care of affairs. So the battle had commenced, and then various people from the side of the mushrikeen came out asking for one-on-one combat, for duels, which was common in the wars of the past. So the first person to come out for this duel and challenge was the flag bearer of the mushrikeen, Talha bin Abi Talha. The flag bearer played a very important role, an extremely important role in the battle. Because if he has to fall, then someone has to keep up the flag. Otherwise, if the flag goes, then the battle is lost. So this Talha bin Abi Talha, he comes out and he challenges. But no one came out from the Muslim side to fight against him. So he says that, O Muslims, don't you claim that the one whom we kill will go straight to Jannat, and the one that is killed by you, so who is there that wants to go straight to Jannat or wants to send me straight to Jahannam? So when he says this, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu comes out, him incapacitating him, bringing him to the ground, but he did not finish him off, and he moves back. So when Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, why did you move back and not finish him off? He says that his satr became exposed. And because his satr was exposed, I did not continue. And he asked me, and he pleaded to me, because of the relationship, family relationship that we have, so I felt sorry for him and I moved back. Even at this moment, Sahaba radiallahu anhu was so conscious about the exposing of satr and about haya, that it was this time, the time of war, and he was about to finish off his enemy. And he says that, I know Allah will put an end to him. And this person, Talha bin Abi Talha, died. When he died, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was elated. He was extremely happy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said takbir. And the Sahaba also said takbir. And the reason why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy was this was what dream Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen. This was the interpretation of the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had mentioned that one of the aspects that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in the dream was that a ram, he placed a ram behind him on his conveyance. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted it that the flag bearer would be killed because the ram is in front of the flock, and the flag bearer is an important person in the army, and he will be killed. And as per the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this flag bearer now had fallen. However, the flag was thereafter taken by someone else, and different family members of this Talha bin Abi Talha, various brothers of his and his sons, etc., thereafter, one after another, the flag. And every time this flag was taken by someone else, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had killed that person, killed that flag bearer. In this way, multiple flag bearers of the Quraysh were killed. One mushrik came out challenging and asking for a duel, and he was riding on a camel. So the first time that he challenged, no one came out to fight against him. The second time, no one came out. On the third time, Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an, the cousin of Rasulullah SAW, came out, and he jumped onto his camel. And they began to fight on the camel, until Zubair radiallahu an dropped him on the floor. When he dropped him on the floor, he jumped over him and he slaughtered him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned on this occasion, لَوْ لَمْ يَبْرُزْ إِلَيْهِ الزُّبَيْرِ لَبَرَزْتُ إِلَيْهِ. If Zubair radiallahu anhu did not come out to challenge him, to fight against him, I would have come out. Because this man was asking for a challenge, asking for someone to challenge him, and no one was coming out. And it was on this occasion that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned as well, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوَارِيٌ وَحَوَارِيَّ الزُّبَيْرِ, that every Nabi has a very close friend, and my close friend is Zubair radiallahu anhu. So in this way, Sahaba radiallahu anhu fought very, very, very bravely. As we explained, that Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu had killed multiple people. However, one of the highlights of the Battle of Uhud was undoubtedly the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu fought very valiantly, and he killed the second flag bearer of the Quraysh, Uthman bin Abi Talha. The first one was Talha bin Abi Talha, and the second one was his brother Uthman bin Abi Talha. Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu had chopped off both his hands and killed him. And he had also killed a subsequent flag bearer, Arqat bin Abdi Shurahbil. In this way, Hamza radiallahu anhu killed many of the mushrikeen, many of the disbelievers. In fact, no one could stand in front of him. However, there was an Abyssinian slave, Wahshi bin Harb, who later on became a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. He was waiting in ambush for Hamza radiallahu anhu. And the reason for this was that his master, Jubair bin Mut'im, had promised him freedom if he killed Hamza radiallahu anhu, as a revenge for Hamza radiallahu anhu killing his uncle, Tu'aymah bin Adi, in the Battle of Badr. So Hamza radiallahu anhu had killed his uncle, Jubair bin Mut'im's uncle, Tu'aymah bin Adi, in the Battle of Badr. So he promised his slave Wahshi radiallahu anhu freedom if he killed Hamza radiallahu anhu in revenge. So Wahshi radiallahu anhu says, I was an Abyssinian slave. And the Abyssinians are known for their precision in throwing spears and javelins. They were very good in this art. So he says, I didn't have any need to come out in this battle. I needed my freedom. And because of my freedom, I came out. And I was waiting in ambush for Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he says, I see this person fighting so bravely. No one can stand in front of him. And I ask someone that, who is this? So they say, this is Hamza. And he says, this is the person that I need. He says, I hid behind rocks, behind trees, until I see Hamza radiallahu anhu approaching. Before he came to me, another disbeliever, Siba ibn Abdul Uzza, came in front of him. And Hamza radiallahu anhu finished him off as well. And then he says, Hamza radiallahu anhu came close to me. And now he was at such a spot that now I was happy. And he says, I threw this javelin of mine. And it pierced Hamza radiallahu anhu beneath his navel, and it came out from the back. He says, Hamza radiallahu anhu still tried to come forward towards me. However, he could not manage, and Hamza radiallahu anhu fell down. He says, I left that javelin in Hamza radiallahu anhu. I did not go close to him. I went away. After some time, I came. When Hamza radiallahu anhu had passed away, then I removed this javelin. And he says, I sat on one side. I did not participate in the rest of the battle because I had no need to participate in this battle. Obviously, the incident of Wahshi radiallahu anhu is very lengthy. How later on he came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave him, etc. However, the point is that this great warrior of Islam, this great assistant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pillar of support for him, his uncle Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, became shaheed in this battle as well. Another very amazing shaheed was the son of Abu Amir. Abu Amir, we discussed in the beginning, that person who was known for his piety, his son was Hanzala radiallahu anhu. This sahabi Hanzala radiallahu anhu was spending his first night with his wife, Jamila, who was the sister of Abdullah bin Ubay, Ra'isul Munafiqeen. The head of the Munafiqeen, his sister was a genuine Muslim, sincere Muslima. She and Hanzala radiallahu anhu were married and they were spending their first night. He asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well to spend the first night with his wife. Nabi sallallahu alaihi, during the battle, Hanzala radiallahu anhu runs towards Abu Sufyan. And as he approaches Abu Sufyan to attack Abu Sufyan, then from behind, a person by the name of Shaddad bin Aswad or Shaddad bin Aws, various different versions of his name, he attacks Hanzala radiallahu anhu from behind and he makes him shaheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned thereafter that I saw the angels giving ghusl to Hanzala radiallahu anhu with water from the clouds and using silver utensils. So go and find out from his wife what has happened. So when Sahaba radiallahu anhu, she explained that we spent the first night, Hanzala radiallahu anhu had, he performed Fajr Salah, and after Fajr he wanted to go to the battle, but I did not allow him to go to the battle. During that night, his wife saw a dream. And in this dream, she sees that the sky opens up, and Hanzala radiallahu anhu goes up into the sky and it closes. So she realizes that my husband is going to pass away. This was the interpretation of the dream, that my husband will pass away. Nevertheless, she says, after Fajr, I did not allow him to go. And he came and we had relations. And thereafter, she says that he heard the call for jihad. And in that state of janabat, in that state of impurity, Hanzala radiallahu anhu ran into the battlefield. And it was because of this that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen the angels giving ghusl to him. Later on, when his body was found on the battlefield, then water was dripping from his hair. And there was no water around. So exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen, it was true that Hanzala radiallahu anhu was given ghusl by the angels. So in this way, various flag bearers of the mushrikeen were killed and they were slain. And various other warriors of theirs and leaders of theirs were killed. And because of this, the mushrikeen, the Quraysh, had began to flee from the battlefield. Sahaba radiallahu anhu say that we even saw the women picking up their garments, holding onto their garments and fleeing from the battlefield, which meant that now that mushrikeen were defeated and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had won the battle. Therefore Sahaba radiallahu anhum began to collect the booty. However, it was at this point that the entire tide of the battle had changed. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.